Suddenly, we have a new symbol of terror, an envelope with powder in it. So far as we know, only a handful of such envelopes have actually had anthrax spores inside, but there have also been hoaxes, alarming, but not infectious. An envelope full of what proved to be baking soda threw the central post office in Portland, Maine, into a panic last week, and when a 42-year-old mentally ill woman was found to be responsible, the authorities dropped charges. They couldn't find what crime consists of sending baking soda through the mail, which raises the question of what laws should be invoked in such cases. Law Professor Jonathan Turley of George Washington University joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Professor Turley, we've had cases of crushed aspirin, non-dairy creamer, grated Parmesan cheese being sent. What's the crime?
Well, there's a host of crimes that can fit the act. First of all, there's a federal law that prohibits the use of interstate communications, whether they're mail or telephone, to communicate a threat of a weapon of mass destruction. That's a very hefty sentence. You could get up to 10 years for doing something moronic. Various states have other laws. You have anti-terrorism statutes in some states. You have mail and wire fraud statutes. You also have false statement statutes. So when the police come and say, were you the source of the crushed aspirin in your roommate's envelope, and you say no, you've committed a federal crime that you can be prosecuted for separately.
But to use your word, moronic, it would be moronic in these days to send an envelope full of Parmesan cheese to someone. Is it a threat, though?
Well, these things ultimately become jury decisions, but what people have to remember is that even well-meaning jokes can land you in prison at an airport if you go on a plane and say, I've got a bomb in my purse, because you have an undeveloped sense of humor. You can be prosecuted for that.
However, I mean, until rather recently, the average murderer in America spent about 9 years in prison. Will juries actually convict people and send them away to jail for a moronic, tasteless joke?
I think you're right there, that juries are going to be certainly sympathetic to the moron and not the more menacing character. We have a number of cases, one in Chicago, in which a roommate just did a prank with another roommate. But when that second roommate showed up and found this envelope marked Muhammad as a return address, he called the police. And the Chicago authorities are prosecuting the jokester.
You mentioned in that case an envelope marked Muhammad, which in these days would be also a fairly moronic implication of something connected to terrorism. Absent letters, notes, you know, threats, some linkage to September 11th, can one make a case, or must there be something that makes clear, a note inside the envelope with the powder that says, you die now, or something like that?
Well, under most statutes, you do have to show some level of intent to be convicted of a crime. However, you can show intent even if you don't have a note. For example, if on the outside of the envelope you have a return address, which is sinister, such as the Jihad or something of that type, and you have no other note, the prosecutors can still prosecute you. And what people also should realize is that they can be sued civilly as well. And under many statutes, you can be charged for the evacuation costs of an entire building.
Has anyone been sued for the cost of evacuating an entire building?
There is one case of an employee of the Connecticut Department of Environmental Protection who sent some non-dairy creamer, and that led to a $1.5 million shutdown. He, in fact, may be sued, but there's actually a federal law that allows you to get twice the costs of an evacuation if you sue in federal court. So there's a variety of ways in which a joke can become not just tasteless but costly.
Well, Professor Turley, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Jonathan Turley, Professor of Law at the George Washington University.